Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. What is the nature of the caves? Caves, began the dead man, have always been special places. They are the wombs and the tombs which mark the beginning and the closing of life on Earth. Some, such as the cave of St. Michael the Archangel in the Gargano Mountains of southern Italy, mark the spot where the final battle between good and evil will take place at the end of time. The hermit nodded knowingly, for his mother had told him that very story way back when he was just a little boy. Just a stone's throw from the church of Hagia Sophia in Constantinople is the cave of the Gorgon Medusa. It is the cave of death, but it is also the birthplace of Pegasus, the flying horse. Other caves, such as those in Lascaux, France, and in Altamira, Spain, mark the places where man received his first divine spark of artistic life, as evidenced by his writing on the wall. It was in those caves that man learned to become creator. It was in a cave where the Christ was born, and a cave where his body was entombed. Once again, the hermit marveled at the paradox of how the caves marked the beginning and the end. You are now walking toward the mountain of the Seven Falls. There is a cave behind every one of them. They all mark the real beginning of your life as it undergoes a transformation and... He paused. Without telling you too much as of yet, it will be a cave where you will... die... violently. Giovanni closed his eyes, trying to banish that fearful image from his mind. With the inner eyes of the mystic, he could see what was going to happen. But just how it would happen, he didn't have a clue. Nevertheless, he was prepared to see his journey through. He had already spent 21 years in caves and deserts of South America, Mexico, and Cuba, before coming to the New Mexico Territory. As they approached the foot of the mountain of El Salto, Laureano de la Torre pointed to some ruined foundation stones and said, "See those towers melting back into the earth? That is where I was buried." The hermit was touched by the words of the dead man. It wasn't every day that a man got to contemplate his own burial place and talked about it. Quietly, softly, Giovanni wandered over to the three ancient torreones, and he held out his hand, whispering gently in Latin, "Pax vic domoi et omnibus habitans in ea." That means, "Peace to this house and to all who dwell in it." Immediately, the dead man felt relief, and he gained hope as tiny as a mustard seed. "Come now. Let me tell you the story of the seven sleepers," continued the dead man. "There was, during a time when Christianity was but a local practice, that a man named Decius, somewhere around 249 or 251 AD, came to rule the country. He ordered all Christians to give up their property rights and to renounce the religion. He would give the people only 7 days to make up their minds. Seven young men were reluctant to do so. Instead, these seven young men, named Maximianus and Malchus, Martinianus, Dionysus, Ioannes, Serapion, and Constantinus, fled to a nearby cave to pray. The cave was located on Mount Ankylos. Now, as the young men were praying, they were overcome by fatigue and they fell asleep. Decius and his armies came by and inquired into the whereabouts of the seven young men. Having learned that the men had fallen asleep inside a cave, Decius ordered it sealed, and so the men were immured within. 2 centuries passed, and Theodosius was now the new ruler. Within that time, Christianity had gained acceptance as a bona fide faith. Adolius, who was a rich landowner, had bought the property where the cave was located, and he ordered it unsealed, for he wanted to use it as a cattle stall. The fresh air rushing into the cave awakened the seven sleepers, who thought that they had been asleep for only one night. Great was their surprise when Dionysus, who had been sent out to get food for them, revealed that there were now great churches everywhere. They had started out in a different time, and they had lived to experience the change into another. The story was so popular that it was translated into various languages. During the Middle Ages, it was known as Les Sept Dormants, and prior to that, it was found in the Holy Quran itself. The dead man paused to look at the face of the hermit. "Now you have been prepared," he said. You are ready to be changed by the mysteries of the seven caves of this valley. Follow me. You have been walking at the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.